CSpire.com/business. CSpire, customer inspired.
Congratulations, River Region. We are living longer. This is Attorney Sarge Grubbs inviting you to the Life and Legacy Series presented by the American Council for Asset Protection and Education Society. These classes are February 12th, February 19th, February 21st, and February 28th. Come learn how to not outlive your retirement. Also, if you're downsizing, whether it's to a nursing home, an assisted living, or just a smaller house, there'll be a speaker there providing tips and tricks on organizing and downsizing. And then I will be teaching you how to protect your life savings and providing strategies that can help you pay for long-term care and save your assets. Again, it's the Life and Legacy Series, February 12th, 19th, 21st, and 28th, presented by the American Council for Asset Protection. Call 649-4911. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
Forget the candy. Forget the flowers. She wants to go to the spa. Face it, stuffed bears are for children, and flowers fade. Treat her to the gift of relaxation. Get her a gift certificate from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Call 365-5559 or go to SmartSkinSpaSalon.com.
And now, a star is born. On February 8th, 1968, the world welcomed little baby Gary Coleman.
Congrats! It's a baby Arnold!
What you talking about, Doctor?
Gary Coleman, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. The acting attorney general facing tough questions from Democrats about his oversight of the special counsel's Russia investigation.
Democrats are looking for answers, but they're not getting many out of Matthew Whitaker.
I do not intend today to talk about my private conversations with the President of the United States.
Whitaker did say he has not interfered in the Russia probe or talked to the President about it. Republican ranking member Doug Collins called the hearing nothing more than a character assassination.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. A convicted killer who escaped from a Nebraska work release facility last month has been captured in Las Vegas. 40-year-old Anthony Gafford was taken into custody last night without incident. A mixed day on Wall Street. Continued concerns over U.S.-China trade tensions affecting stock indexes today. The Dow falling 63 points. The Nasdaq and S&P with modest gains. This is Fox News.
Valentine's Day coming up. This is a much-requested item, even when it's not Valentine's Day. This is comedian Frank Caliendo doing his John Madden as he and...
Hold the wood for me, Justin!
Try to build a birdhouse using power tools.
Hey, Justin, what are you doing?
I'm building a birdhouse as a Valentine's present for my mom.
Gee, it doesn't look like it's going so well.
No kidding.
Hey, folks, John Mann here reminding you to ace through the place for Valentine's Day. Now, Justin, how about a little help with that birdhouse, huh?
Hey. All right!
Carries a whole line of power tools to make any Valentine's project a snap. Like this bad boy. The Barracuda combo drill and staple gun. Just hold the wood together for me, Justin.
Hey, John, how can you tell which part is the drill and which is the staple gun?
Well, it's easy. What you do is you just line it up like this and then you pull the trigger right.
Oh, my God. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, Justin. I'm just great. I can staple my friggin' nutsack to my... Machine gun! Nothing says Valentine's like a giant table saw. When you need a job like a birdhouse done right, a Barracuda Industrial Miner always fits the bill. Just hold the wood for me, Justin.
Isn't the saw kind of big for the job?
Oh, would you grow a pair? You... Let's just use this pneumatic nail gun. For me, Justin. Here we go. Ah! Ah! Hey, look at my freaking butt! The nails that can make me through that dirt! Ah! Ah! What's this? What's this diamond gun, huh? Hey, hold the wood for me, Justin.
Oh.
to this pain now.
No more.
We'll just use this giant spike sledgehammer. Hold it for me, Justin. Hold it!
We just go buy a birdhouse and be done with it.
You want a bird? Huh? Here's a bird. Build a house for that, you bastards. Now remember, Ace doesn't only have power tools that can kill you. They have regular tools too, like this plain old hammer and nails. Hold the wind for me, Justin.
Great. Mom will love it.
So remember, folks, Ace is the place for Valentine's Day.
By the way, it's Valentine's, not Valentine's.
Go f*** a pony, Justin. I'm not second half by internal organs. If I want to call it Valentine's Day, I will call it Valentine's Day. So happy Valentine's Day from Ace. Boom!
All those squashing sounds, you can pretty much figure were... there's, you know, I think it was the power saw.
Cut him open.
Right across the belly. I mean, it was...
I just love... What is it like? Hold this spiked club or mace or... Like, at one point, it's like No, the spiked sledgehammer.
There's a nail gun.
Yeah.
Now, I've never built a birdhouse, but common sense would tell you, you probably don't need a nail gun...
For a birdhouse.
For a birdhouse.
What you need is probably just, like... Maybe a few sturdy nails and mostly finishing nails.
Here's another reason. Now, obviously, that sketch pushes the envelope. That was part of a Mad TV ensemble bit. But Frank Caliendo is a very straight player. He is a good guy. He is very religious. We had him on our show. This had to be 4 or 5 years ago when he was coming to town to perform at Impact, and he was kind enough on the phone to...
Hey, you know, John Bavender, happy Valentine's Day to the Cougar. Boom, there you go.
I remember that.
And I was looking at this earlier today. This harkens back to about 13 years ago when I was doing this talk show from my bed because of that back surgery that went bad for, I think, 2-3 months. So being that I was in Animal House and Ben Hagler had a room and my buddy Bill Edmondson had the other room, when I was on the air, I closed the bedroom door and I had everything set up on a, you know what you have in a hospital where you pull it over. It was all set. So I just pulled it over, plugged it in, turned it on, tested it, and went on the air. So I'm just in the middle of a show. And since I talked about this, I finally found the clip of Susan Woody walking in on me in a pretty serious state of undress. Here comes Woody.
Oh my God, get out of here! Get out of here! You can't come in here! Oh my God, I am so humiliated. I am so, oh my God, you know who's in my bedroom with me? Susan Woody.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Soldier Girl.
Say hello to the audience.
Hello, audience. I'd like to give you a visual. Should I give them a visual?
No!
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm
like you. Yes! We're able to do our jobs prone in our bedroom.
Are you listening to my whine?
I am listening to you whine. That's the reason I came in. To help you. You're pathetic.
You on drugs?
You need to tape yourself and then listen back.
Preceding was the opinion of Susan Woody. It doesn't reflect the position of the Greetings Blue Water Revival Broadcasting Company or its minions.
Well, Greg, you got a woman in your room, so she'll cheer you up, even if she's married. But did you get your supplement for the from the vitamin store yet?
No, TMA's on the way with that, I think.
Okay, that'll be great.
So, outside of many unnecessary side effects, which were played on this side, That was that moment. We were talking about it for some reason. Yeah, I think yesterday.
You need to play the suck it up one. That's hilarious. Just the laughter in that.
I don't.
Makes you laugh.
Based on what we have lined up, I don't think we'll have time for that
I'm glad we installed that because we have plenty of time. I'm looking at the clock now. I can read too.
It's funny, Greg.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
You even laugh at yourself in that one.
I don't remember how I filed that particular.
Yes, you do.
All right. For you.
Okay.
And only you.
All right.
Would I do this? Would I put myself through this humiliation? And by the way, after I'm gone, if you want to remember me, it's under S&G heel pain.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it's labeled.
Okay.
So,
are you going to play it?
After the break, we have lots to do.
I'm
going to
write that down. S&G heel pain.
We have traffic and weather and local news to do.
Wow.
We caught up on the requests.
Yes.
Okay, that's what we'd like to do. I'll tell you what, let me put in a word here for our buddies at Jack Ingram.
Okay.
Again, I love it when somebody checks out something I recommend and then gets back to me and says, you know what, it was exactly the way you described it. It's not that I make stuff up or anything like that, but I understand, you know, there's a lot of stuff said in commercials on radio and TV that is dubious. But when I tell you that when you shop for a car at Jack Ingram, it's going to be a very different experience from whatever the pre-owned car paradigm is in your head, I mean it. It's a totally different approach. You are looking at whatever price range, whatever type of vehicle, whatever type of or brand you're interested in, because many people have made their dream car come true by shopping here, because they do have Mercedes and Beamers and cars people. But if you can't go new, you can go pre-owned here, minus the risk, knowing that every single vehicle on their lot has been tested 17 ways from Sunday to make sure they're putting a reliable automobile on the lot. They'd rather have no cars out there than anything that might cause somebody else trouble right after they buy it. That's not good for business. So that's the way they operate at Jack Ingram, and they do have a good return policy there should something change. So talk to Tip Tames about that. But we are three-time purchasers, the Ritter Bubbles, and we're very happy with all three. And when it's time for number four, that's where we're going to go. I wouldn't tell you to spend your money at a place I'm not willing to spend my own. It's policy here. And I make two payments a month that I'm very happy to make. And we have had we've had a couple of the vehicles over well over 2 years. And I've had mine for a year and a half. No trouble at all. And when you shop there, even if you buy something that's only got a couple of thousand miles on it, the depreciation is off the price tag, so you can get a phenomenal deal on something that's virtually new. And mine still had the new car smell in it. But then I smoked and it kind of went away, but it was nice to have it for a while. See Tip Tames and his team at 235 Northeastern Bypass, and you can shop in all categories, like I said, price, brand, type of vehicle, at jackingram.com. 415. We'll have traffic and weather together, and then I'm going to honor Rosie's request for that stupid heel.
Yay!
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta-potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a pretty good afternoon to be traveling. We don't have a lot of hassles this afternoon. The boulevard is stop and go around the traffic lights. The interstates are running at a speed limit, right? No problem there. The biggest crowd is headed out of downtown up Madison Avenue down the Atlanta Highway and the Atlanta Highway towards Taylor Road. And then, of course, up Taylor Road, you know there's going to be a jam up there somewhere. So just watch out and be careful this afternoon. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Goodwill and GNC, then eat at Poblano's or City Buffet. It's all at Premier Place in Pratt. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are addressing a social media rumor about a white van being used to abduct children in our area. They tell us there are no reports of child abductions. They say the rumor appears to be a viral trend. A Montgomery firefighter was injured Thursday afternoon while battling a fire at the Narrow Lane Villas Apartments. When crews arrived, four townhomes were on fire. The firefighter has minor burns and was taken to the hospital. No other injuries were reported. And the Jeff Davis Marching Band has been invited to perform in the St. Patrick's Day Parade in New York City, and they need help raising funds for the trip. Their goal is to raise $15,000. If you would like to donate, click on this story at our website, alabamanews.net. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had a change of wardrobe here in the last 24 hours, and tonight will be a colder night with mostly cloudy skies early and then clearing later. Overnight low temperature 36 by dawn. Tomorrow, a cool day, more clouds than sun, high temperature in the mid to upper 50s. Then on Sunday, with the temperature around 60 by afternoon, a slight chance of an isolated shower. I think we'll be in the low 70s on Monday with scattered showers around and closer to maybe the mid-70s by Tuesday with more showers. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
When severe weather threatens, you need the most experienced and trusted names in weather.
This is a dangerous storm located
That's
near
why Blue Water Broadcasting's Rich Thomas Weather Network and the Alabama News Network have teamed up to bring you the most comprehensive weather coverage in the River Region.
Horses have been evacuated, so people are in
the River Region's most experienced meteorologist, Rich Thomas.
And moving northeast at 55.
Along with Shane Butler's decades of experience, the two most trusted names in weather, together on the Alabama News Network and all Blue Water radio stations.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Our new class is starting soon, and it's your chance to get into the real estate business. We meet every Thursday night from 6 to 9 p.m., and there are 20 sessions to attend. Through our courses, you'll learn property law, agency law, contract writing, negotiation, pricing property, and appraisal, and complete details on financing a transaction. You may not want to be a real estate agent, but want the information about how to buy a home, how to sell a home. Well, come to our class and find out. We've had many people take the course for information only. Others have liked the course so well, they decided to switch careers from attending the course. I will prepare you to take the real estate exam and help you understand the questions on the exam through examples, practice exams, and a final course test. For more details, call Bo Goodson Real Estate School at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net. Come join us today. Time is running out.
With Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, and February's a special month at Eastbrook.
Yes, it is. It's our 25th anniversary on the 23rd from 9 until 6.
What can we expect for your anniversary sale?
You're going to find refreshments, great bargains, believe me. And we're going to have gift certificates. The vendors will be here for you to talk to, and they'll probably have a couple of surprises for you as well.
Tell us a little bit about Eastbrook.
Three floors, elevator. We've got silver plate flatware, silver plate trays, and anything you'd like to find. We've got records. We've got books. We've got, oh, the best mahogany furniture, the distressed furniture. We've not overrun with that. We've got good collectible items for you.
All right, again, give us the day and time for your 25th anniversary celebration.
February 23rd, 9 until 6.
And those regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 till 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So other than the fact I can hardly walk, I'm doing...
Oh, I knew. See, you can't go. You can't do it, can you? You just can't refrain from sharing your maladies with everybody. Needy, needy, needy. I said it yesterday. You proved it.
So I'm so upset about this heel. I'm doing so well. My power walk, and I want to stop because I got a sore heel. What can I do?
Cue the music.
No, I mean...
No, 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 no. If you're going to whine, you need the music.
Let me just tell you something.
Go ahead and get it all out.
Driving to the 24-hour Walgreens, because
yes.
Adams Drugs is not open overnight, unfortunately, is an adventure in this town. Meet some interesting people.
And why were you going to Walgreens?
Because I needed...
In the middle of the night, in the wee hours of the morning.
Something I could stick in my shoe that would give me some cushion.
Oh. And did that help? No?
No.
Oh, poor little soldier.
You know, I'm putting creams and salves and...
Oh, no.
Pungent-smelling
two
pain.
Old goats.
Todd, good morning.
Hey, Todd.
Morning. How are y'all?
Good, how are
We're
you?
We're just good. Well, actually, Greg has this heel thing going on.
Oh, wait a minute. And since you brought that up...
Oh, wait, that's... Yeah.
Jay, I
that's
need you to...
That's what I'm calling about.
I need oh, you are?
Yes, I am. Greg, my younger brother was in the Marine Corps. And with all the hiking and all that they do, they have sore feet. And he told me the advice that he got to take care of it. And just go to your nearest grocery store and go to the paper goods aisle. And, you know, the styrofoam plates, disposable plates?
Yeah.
Find those and look on the top shelf. There'll be a box of straws. Take one out, suck it the hell up. That's what my brother was told by his drill instructor when he thought he broke his ankle.
I'm only silent because I'm busy writing all this advice down. Sounds like we already have something for our best of 2015.
It was good. It was good. I believe we have a box of straws in the kitchen. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Oh, hold on. Jay's going to give you the number for Married with Microphones so you can call and entertain them sometime, too.
I bet they don't whine. Oh, my goodness.
Everybody happy now?
And with tears in our eyes. I love listening to Jay laugh.
Yeah, that's when I knew I was going downhill, because when Jay starts laughing, you're basically
That was just a natural sequence of events, and it was funny.
I need to do something to lift my spirits following that humiliation, so why don't we redeem the Baumhauer's winning word?
Yes.
Right now?
Is this a bad time for you?
No, I was just excited.
Yeah, let's do it now. Oh, I'm good. I don't need to...
Maybe there's some straws downstairs in the kitchen.
This is Rosie's final appearance with us in the afternoon, so let's be warm. Let's be... yeah, right now, 272-9228. Yeah, now would be a good time to redeem this morning's Baumhauer's winning word, and we'll lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. I'm glad to see the phones light up immediately. I'm surprised people could dial while laughing so hard at my... horribly painful memory there. You're caller one. Thanks. Try again right away. Caller two. Try again immediately. Caller three. Give it another shot. Caller four. Thank you for trying. You are caller five. And let's run down the second bank. Caller six. Thanks for trying. Caller seven. We appreciate the effort. Caller eight. Sorry. With whom are we speaking?
This is Patrick D.
Hey, Patrick D. Do you have this morning's Baumhauer's winning word?
It would be egg toupee.
Yeah! Woo-hoo!
Yeah! Oh, all right.
Patrick! Yeah!
Yeah, that was the word.
Congratulations!
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love Baumhauer's.
Yes, woo! And you will enjoy lunch for two. You can redeem that downtown or at the Baumhauer's. Right across the street from the Suck It Up Straw Store.
That's a hobble awesome.
On Eastern Boulevard. And they have some great Mardi Gras specials, and their Mardi Gras specials come with free king cake and coffee from Red Diamond. So hang on. Young Joey is going to get your information and set you up. And we'll have another winning word Monday morning. We do it a few times between 6 and 9. Or whenever Emily remembers to tell me that it's that time. So.
And she's good about that.
Yeah, I, by the way, need to touch base with the big keys at Baumhauer so we can do something else. Because we have Valentine's Day coming up.
Yes.
So we want to do something special Wednesday night on Valentine's Day Eve. Maybe we'll give away power tools or something. And
or straws.
And then we have Emily's birthday.
Yes.
And my anniversary coming up on the 1st of March. If I had known that this would conflict with Emily's birthday, I would have postponed the wedding. But I didn't know Emily then, so I would have never ruined or even tried to intrude on her day.
I got to see her on the way in. Oh. When I came in this afternoon, and I said, marriage looks great on you. And she said, I am so happy.
Nobody's happier for her than I am.
Yeah. She looked husband, beautiful today.
She and husband are a great match. And I am happy for her. Yes. Think about it. When she joined the show in January, 2 years ago, she wasn't dating anybody. So just in the 2 years. And I think that I deserve a lot of credit. Well, we've tried to certainly keep her profile high so that people would notice her and her winning personality and her spontaneous wit and humor. And it would attract men, one of whom might eventually ask her for a date and then engagement and marriage.
And then Joey and Seth helped that
help
process
them.
Alone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you were mm-hmm. saying now I got to work on them.
No.
We played a little matchmaker there, you know.
Yes.
Here's a random call. This could be a contest leftover. Hello?
Hey, this is a random contest leftover. Y'all already got an answer, I take it?
Yeah, we did get a winner, but we wanted to thank you for trying.
I appreciate it.
Anything we can play for you this afternoon?
Huh?
Anything we can play for you this afternoon?
Anything you want to. It's always fun, but maybe some shaving cream.
Okay, I'll have that coming out of the next break.
Sounds great, thanks.
All right, appreciate it. Line's ringing again, this is good. We've been doing, this has been a tradition on Fridays for a long, long time to try and I think this is a great week for those of you who listen to this station because we saw our president knock it out of the park to such an extent that not even a third of the Dems approved and the independents and Republicans overwhelmingly approved because without the media running interference and lying and making shaving cream up, the people got to hear him do an honest report. And I did get a text from Emily. That was sweet, she said. 84. And Dan. That's not true, 84. I can't tell you what he said, but it's not true. Where was I?
That our president had a win this week.
Yes,
and it was
he
a
did.
Great week. We
yes.
had a great week.
And all he had to do was go up there and tell the truth. Here's what we've done. In 2 years, we've had the best economy for best first 2 years of any president, maybe in the history of the country. So let's not screw it up, shall we? Democrats, East.
I won't do that. Hey, look, the winning word today is Ed Dufresne, party of three, right?
Ed Dufresne, party
Ed
of
Dufresne.
Three.
Ed Dufresne, yeah, search party of three.
You know what? I love that. I'm going to play that, too.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Hey, Rosie. Thank you for the gift.
I thought you would enjoy that.
I did. You're going to have to explain to me how to use it, though.
Oh, no. Get Joey to show you how. He's
okay.
Smart.
All right.
Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
All righty, then. We're at 4:30, the halfway to the Joey Clark Radio Hour. What does Joey have?
I think we might be having a guest visit from Baron Coleman. I'm not certain.
I am just humbled.
It's Friday. We're going to have fun.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing. Baron humbles me with his, especially in that opening segment when he focuses on a particular issue and lays it out there. I could never do what he does. I don't, wouldn't attempt to try.
Smart as a whip.
He has got a wicked sense of humor.
The man they call the Baron?
Yeah, him.
Yes, you've heard of him. I expected him to be an older man. He's, well, handsome.
Mm.
Yep, that's the man they call the Baron. So, and he has got a great sense of humor. So that'll be fun.
And I think Mr. Spotlow is also joining us. So
yay!
Should be a fun-filled show.
Love Seth.
I'm not certain where I'm going to go with it, but that's the best way to do it most of the time. Just start talking.
Okay, at 4:32, a word for two women who I've really gotten to know who did an outstanding job subbing for Emily. While she was on her honeymoon with husband, as our female sidekick. Each had a day. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are such real people. But in their work, when you want two women who are focused on their clients when there's a divorce situation pending and they specialize in representing men, it's so critical. Having a lot of what I share with you on the show is wisdom I gained from making the worst possible mistakes. I can't change anything that happened. I can't get back the $15,000 that was wasted because I was trying to manage it myself, and the attorney I hired was just running up the clock. You know, I didn't help. I didn't help my own cause in that. The way you do that is, by the way, when you first consult with Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, you'll get a discount on that consultation just by mentioning News Talk. You don't want to spend a penny more than you need to, and they'll be the first to tell you how to keep your bill to a minimum. It starts with making sure that you're truthful, forthright, that you have your ducks in a row, and then let them do their job. Because under the best of circumstances, any divorce is going to require changes in routine, could be the way you drive to work. All of that stuff is new. We're human beings. When you have the same, basically the same daily routine for a long period of time, even when a divorce is what you feel is the right thing to do, you still have a lot to focus on. Let them take care of the negotiating. Let them get in there and fight for a deal for you that's going to be one that you can live with comfortably. They had to look out for the for those things, because that's what I ended up with was beyond manageable. I lived up to it, and at no time did I try to make it easier for myself, but it should have been different. But you know what? I was too busy feeling sorry for myself and all the rest of it. So, you know, you reap what you sow, right? That's kind of how it works. So let them do what they need to do so you can do what you need to do. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, go to their website, divorceformenalabama.com. The testimonials there from men are very powerful. I urge you to look them over. And by the way, if you know somebody who needs good representation, no harm in recommending the website to them. Or you can reach out directly at 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Before we hit the traffic dungeon, we're going to do East request first for Mitch Hedberg. And this is a great bit about the Dufresne.
You only go to a restaurant on the weekends, it gets busy, so they got to start a waiting list. They start calling out names. They say, like, Dufresne, party of two. Table ready for Dufresne, party of two. And if no one answers, they'll say the name again. Dufresne, party of two. But then if no one answers, they'll just go right on to the next name. Bush, party of three. Yeah, but what happened to the Dufresnes? No one seems to care. Who can eat at a time like this? People are missing. You people are selfish. The Dufresnes are in someone's trunk right now with duct tape over their mouth. And they're hungry. That's a triple whammy. We need help. Bush, search party of three. You can eat once you find the Dufresnes. Thank you.
My
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic things getting busy out there, and we've got an accident for you. In fact, a couple of accidents. The first one is on the Eastern Boulevard. It's right in front of the Home Depot, so if you're on that section of the boulevard, be careful. Look out. You're going to slow down right there. Also, on the Northern Boulevard, that's going to be westbound right before I-65, so be careful if you're headed towards I-65 on the boulevard. If you're already on the interstate, not a real problem for you this afternoon. Everything's running along really well. Both 65 and 85 are at a speed limit ride. We see a lot of delays going into the Wetumpka area, but nothing that's going to really slow you down. Redland Road traffic light, the casino area, you know the routine. Let's watch out for the other guy and have a good weekend this weekend. Invisible Fence has a great selection of indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pet safe and at home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Montgomery firefighter was injured Thursday afternoon while battling a fire at the Narrow Lane Villas apartments. When crews arrived, four townhomes were on fire. The firefighter has minor burns and was taken to the hospital. No other injuries were reported. Montgomery police are addressing a social media rumor about a white van being used to abduct children in our area. They tell us there are no reports of child abductions. They say the rumor appears to be a viral trend. And the Jeff Davis Marching Band has been invited to perform in the St. Patrick's Day Parade in New York City, and they need help raising funds for the trip. Their goal is to raise $15,000. If you would like to donate, click on this story at our website, alabamanews.net. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had a change of wardrobe here in the last 24 hours, and tonight will be a colder night with mostly cloudy skies early and then clearing later. Overnight low temperature 36 by dawn. Tomorrow, a cool day, more clouds than sun, high temperature in the mid to upper 50s. Then on Sunday, with the temperature around 60 by afternoon, a slight chance of an isolated shower. I think we'll be in the low 70s on Monday with scattered showers around and closer to maybe the mid-70s by Tuesday with more showers. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks closing mixed. Renewed trade uncertainty and corporate profit warnings weighing on investors' confidence today. The Dow closing down 63 points, but the Dow did post its seventh week of gains, its longest winning streak since November of 2017. NASDAQ up 10, S&P 500 up 2. And shares of Skechers soaring and closing up over 15% after the casual shoe company reported better than expected fourth quarter results and gave strong profit guidance for its first quarter. And for a second day, Wells Fargo's problems with its online and mobile banking services linger, as well as with its ATMs. The bank is trying to recover from a power outage at one of its data centers. Most of the disruptive services have been restored, and earlier today, both bank employees and its customers had trouble accessing information on their direct deposits, which has now been corrected. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep
from our super secret studios at a super cool radio station near you, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now here's your host, the money man with the money plan, it's David Ernest.
Hello, this is David Ernest inviting you to
Folklorelli's Pizza every Thursday night starting at 6:30 p.m. You will be able to sit down with me and Rusty and talk about anything you want to talk about. All you've got to say is the magic words, let's eat.
I think it's great that if they come out to Folcarelli's Pizza on Thursday nights at 6:30, they get 40% off. Don't forget the Health and Wealth Show weekday evenings at 7 here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay. What do you do when you have over 200 mattresses that must be liquidated by the end of March? I also have to be out of a large warehouse. Like many folks, I panicked. I slashed my sale prices on all Serta and Restonic mattresses in stock. Floor samples and fresh inventory have to go. Save up to 60% off previous sale prices, not some fake top tag price. Mr. Sandman also has power adjustable bases for half the price the big chain charges for comparable models. February is a great month to buy a mattress. Valentine's Day, President's Day, my 44th wedding anniversary, and I bet some of you have birthdays this month. A mattress is a gift that is appreciated for years. I just bought a truckload of slightly blemished mattresses, nice queens from $225, kings from $250. All bedroom suits are on sale, as well as eye chests and nightstands on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Voted best mattress store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit.
No.
Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You'd think that her head would be split. But good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
The guy that does that song, his name is Benny Pyle.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of an ironic name given the almost,
pile of shaling green.
Yeah, yeah. It is 4:45 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Bo Holt is waiting to speak with us.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How is? I was going to ask y'all how you were doing. Sorry, it's just a habit. But I wanted to brag on Baumhauer's for a second. I know that probably most of the listeners are familiar with the bypass location, but working downtown, I am very familiar with the downtown location.
Right.
And they have an amazing breakfast if anybody works in the downtown area. Of course, the lunch is great. I walk across the street, you know, frequently to go pick up lunch, and you can still get, you can get in and out of there for less than $10 and have a full good meal and much better than any kind of, you know, fast food stuff you could get. And I still see, if you order the burgers, if you get those burgers rare, it'll be the best burger you've ever had.
Wow.
And so I just, you know, I wanted to encourage people to check out the downtown location if they never have, especially for that breakfast. It's good stuff.
Yeah, they do the, you got the beignets, coffee, you got 32 screens there. You can watch whatever you want. The
And it's a cool atmosphere. Really, really, really cool atmosphere.
I love it. I would like to do a special event downtown during the week, and I may lean on Bob to see if we can make that happen one of these
days.
That'd
be great. That'd be awesome.
The burgers, by the way, one reason why they're so good is their unique blend of ground, round, and chuck.
Right.
That's the combination of beef they use to make those. And they're very flavorful. I always say, when you get a burger at Baumhauer's, before you drown it in condiments and stuff, just taste it.
Delicious.
Oh, you don't have to put any condiments on it. They're just so good. Like I said, especially, I'm a rare burger kind of guy. And so, I mean, if people like them well done, that's fine. But when you get it rare, it's still got all that flavor in it and those juices, and it's just so good.
Yes. Bo, is there a request we can play for you today?
Well, I was going to say shaving cream, but you already got it.
Yeah. What a amazing timing.
Check out, when you get a chance, I think you'll like that Tom Mabe. I've never seen it before, that DUI trick one. I think you'll like it.
It's radio safe?
Yeah, it's radio safe, but it's long. You'll probably want to watch it and then edit it down or whatever, but
okay.
You'll enjoy it at least.
I set it aside for viewing, so maybe a week from today we can use it.
All right, sounds good. Y'all have a great afternoon.
Thank you, Bo. Sounds so chipper today. That's nice to hear.
He does.
This is Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, Chad.
Yeah. How you guys doing?
Great.
She was a little bit late.
Bad day for the Dems a little bit, Sprexter. I mean, he got AOC apparently got blown away during testimony when she was trying to gig somebody on campaign finance. And then you have, you know, Will gets up there and nails Gerald Nadler and what's her name from Houston. You know, the one who thinks that we landed astronauts on Mars and put the flag on Mars. Sheila Jackson Lee, I think. And then now you found out today another woman has come forward and alleged rape against the lieutenant governor.
Oh, another one. Now they're all going to come out. Great.
No. Oh, well, I was going to tell you. This woman's credible. She was a student. They were students together at Duke University. And she's claiming he raped her when she was at Duke. And
the first
and
woman
also,
was credible, too. She went into very specific detail. It wasn't like
right.
Christina Balsey Ford standing up there, I remember.
Well, now apparently the reporters are saying they've got the names of three others that are going to come forward. Obviously, this guy's got a... If it's true...
And, of course, Governor Northam will not resign.
That's a gift to the Republicans. That's a gift. You know, if you're a cynical political person, you're glad he's not resigning because now you've taken away the racist meme about the Democrats always play on the GOP.
By the way, yeah, exactly. Thank you. By the way, Hillary says, and I just posted this on Facebook, she's teasing a 2020 run by saying it takes a woman to get the job done. What job needs getting done? That isn't
right.
getting done. The only thing that's not getting done is something that needs to get done, and that's the wall.
Yeah, because we know how well the Democrats did in the last election when it came to unemployment, food stamps, national security. I mean, just go down ISIS. Go down the list. You know?
I thought that was a very sexist thing for her to say. That we need a woman to get the job done.
But you know what? But if you, it's not unusual for her. because her whole stick for being elected president is pick me because I'm a woman.
That's it.
You know? And I, there are plenty of women that I would pick for president, just not her. You know, for example, I would pick our recent ambassador to the United Nations. She would be a great choice. You know, former governor of South Carolina. I would have voted for Jean Kirkpatrick if she had run after Reagan, you know? I would vote for probably Blackburn from Tennessee. There's a lot of strong women, Republicans, that would make great presidents.
Yes, and you know what? They need to let these... I'm watching my tongue because Rosie's here and she's a very good influence on me.
Thank you.
Yeah, Rosie, be a good influence.
But these liberal bitches need to be right. stood up to by a strong conservative caucus of conservative women.
Oh, Lynn Cheney, another fantastic.
Oh, she was great the other day. I posted whatever it was she said. I can't remember.
She, let me tell you, when you watch her, she owns them when she's debating them. Owns them. I mean, she's like the Ted Cruz of women because she is so knowledgeable and is just incredible. Actually, maybe the Ted Cruz is the Lynn Cheney of
By men. The way, have you ever seen a politician that lends herself more to memes than Alexia Cortez Ocasio?
No, I'm afraid I haven't.
There's a great Photoshop of her, and she actually looks kind of sexy in this picture. Because only about
don't let Joey hear you say that.
Because half an inch of her gums are showing, and not the full inch that you usually see.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
She's got her hand. They got her Photoshop with her hand on Bernie Sanders' chest, and they're both. It's called 50 Shades of Communism. I love it.
I love it.
So well, Joey, should I put this on the page?
Oh.
It's your page.
What are you really thinking when you say that?
I wouldn't post it.
Okay. That's pretty ambiguous.
Because right? I don't think it's worth it. It doesn't get enough of a pop, of a laugh.
Okay.
And it could creates too many weird thoughts.
Can I put a request in?
Sure.
I want you to play Germany.
Absolutely. We'll have that coming up very shortly.
In the mood for Germany.
Mr.
Just
Chad.
Saying. All right. You guys have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye, Rosie. See ya.
Bye.
Eagle and local heartthrob. You know, we could do a Norm sandwich here. Because we got a short break with traffic coming up, so we could go into the traffic break with Germany and come out with the Crocodile Hunter. You want to do that?
Yes.
That sounds like a plan? Awesome sauce, man.
Awesome sauce.
Hey.
Cool.
Yeah. If you have had flooring desires, meaning... what you have looks beat up and run down. Or you've got a room where the kids have spilled everything under the sun. It's beyond cleaning up. You need to replace one room. Whether you want to change from carpet to a hardwood or a tile or a laminate or vice versa, Georgia Floors Direct is the place to go any day, any Monday through Saturday throughout the year, because one thing never changes. Top-notch popular styles of flooring at a true wholesale price. And they have recruited and built a team of installers that is second to none. They are true artisans. So you get a wholesale price, great service from Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers who will help you navigate that enormous warehouse on the boulevard so you can find what you want within the budget parameters you say. And by the way, 12 months good as cash for qualified customers, too. So you win all the way around. Most of all, it's all Georgia Floors Direct. And at the end, you're 100% satisfied. They'll make sure of that. Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination for half a century. That's so impressive.
Wow.
On the boulevard across from those. All right, I'm going to do as promised. Well, should we go in with Germany or Crocodile Hunter?
Germany. Good. We're all agreed.
Well, here's what Captain Dumbass just did.
Who's Captain Dumbass?
Me.
Oh, okay.
I got to go back. I pulled out Crocodile Hunter twice instead of Germany. So we'll go in with Germany and come out with Crocodile Hunter.
Yes.
There is one country that worries me, though. Not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but... In the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. It had never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. About 30 years pass, and Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world. And this time they have that guy, Schrankly, Krankly, that guy. And I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know what I'm talking But you'd think at that point the world will go, listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world. What do you think you are, Mars or something?
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planting practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling right on through our Friday rush hour, and we have a few accidents to tell you about. The first one's on the Eastern Boulevard. It's right in front of Home Depot, so if you're in that area, be careful. Watch out. It's going to slow you down. If you're headed towards I-85, there's a big crunch once you get there, too. On the Northern Boulevard, we have a couple of accidents. One's been there a little while. That one is westbound right before you get to the I-65 on-ramp. The other one is on the eastbound side, and it is just before you reach the UPS facility there, so be careful on the Northern Boulevard. You're going to slow down no matter which way you are going. The interstates are running along real smooth this afternoon. We don't see any problems on 65. I-85 is slowing down on the northbound side as you approach Taylor Road and Chantilly. Watch out as the interstate funnels into two lanes there. It's real busy. We'll keep an eye on things this afternoon. You drive carefully. At Reinhardt Toyota, shopping is so easy. You can browse on their huge lot, stay comfortable in their giant showroom, or go online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Reinhardt Toyota, I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-294-294.